Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, everybody? Welcome. It's Haberman of Middlecoff. I'm Guy. That's John. It is Tuesday midday, and we're live on YouTube, where you can like or subscribe or listen to the podcast, however you may be consuming. We are brought to you by our friends at Tito's. Tito's Handmade Vodka. John, do you have a Tito's toast today?
I do. I don't think we have talked since. This is on a serious, not going to make fun of anyone from over the weekend. Adam Peters, long time. People have talked about if John took a fictional role even above what he's at, making him the GM. Clearly, there gets to a point, because a lot of people texted me, you know, why wouldn't he want that? It's like, well, he's sitting at the front of the table now. Like, he's in charge. He got his chance to run a team. So cheers to Adam Peters, who...
Cheers, Adam.
I can't even remember. I mean, I don't want to... It's going to sound bad because this guy's been not good, but like a Farhan, you know, like a famous baseball guy. It happens every once in a while with football. It happened for a while with Chris Ballard, and then I think General Payton in Denver. But I would say Adam's been one of the probably the most famous number two, probably since Joe Douglas took the Jets job in a little while now. So gets to go to Washington, an enormous market. They love football. I texted him. I said, I don't think there's a better time. You know, you're a big market star team guy. You're going to the marquee division in the league. And this team is transitioning kind of, you know, right? New owner, rock bottom. You play the Cowboys, the Eagles, and the Giants, and you get a chance to mold this team of what you've learned from fucking John, Kyle, Belichick, and John Elway, and Peyton Manning.
Yep.
Like, what a fucking opportunity.
It's a great call, right? Like, when where people see challenge is where the opportunity always lies. And to become a legend, you got to do the thing that nobody thinks is doable. Right. I mean, that's where all these guys who become, I think you think about like Belichick's an example. The Patriots were a horrible franchise. Everywhere Harbaugh goes, he becomes a superstar because he ends up in these situations where people are like, we've tried everything else. Might as well bring in Jim. And I mean,
well, think about Kyle and John. They took over a disaster that had been for 2 years. But before that, Jim was kicking ass and taking names.
That's right. Which right? Before that had been a disaster. Right.
For a decade plus
and had. You know, he did take on a good roster. You know, I think the one question with Adam Peters is not about Adam. It's first-time owners. It can take them a few years to figure out. And, like, we're still watching David Tepper and the Panthers, right?
He owns other teams, though. Like, he owns
right, the big leagues. He owns the Sixers like, and the Devils. So this guy is not a first-time owner, which I think really sets up well for Adam Peters, kind of understanding. Great. He sent out a big signal, right, when he went and hired Spielman and Bob Myers to kind of help him with the search. And then it was fast. Like, it happened very quickly, which to me is always impressive. It tells me you know what you're looking for. You know what you want. And
did you read Albert Breer on how they came to that conclusion? Like, no. He just kind of did a deep dive. They hired Bob Myers. Bob Myers reaches out to Spielman, right? And wants a football guy. Spielman happened to had relocated from Minnesota to like Palm Beach. So he was already in the general area because the operation's in Miami. Then they immediately went on a GM search. Spielman was a huge, you know, helped Bob do all the research on these guys. And they cut it down between him and Ian Cunningham, who's a former Eagle guy, former Raven guy, now with the Bears, really, really quick. And the deciding factor, which the people in on this, like, Bob and Rick Spielman interviewed it, you know, the first 10 guys. Adam was one of those. And then they cut it down to basically three guys pretty quick. And then it went to Harris, Magic Johnson, his other partner. So you didn't even talk to the owner until you went through Bob and Rick. And one of the deciding factors is John, you know, Oryx. Adam has been the number two with the 49ers now for what, six, seven years, however long they've been here. Mm-hmm. And Cunningham, you know, had come from the Eagles, but has only been the true number two in an organization for 1 year. It's been the Chicago Bears. So it's like, I've said this forever. You're not going to find many 40 guys, 40 to 45 years old in any sport ever that's not already been in a position of head coach, GM with a better resume than Adam. I mean, the Super Bowls, Super Bowl appearances, and the who he's worked for, right? I mean, it's Belichick, Brady, Elway, Peyton, Lynch, and Kyle. I just don't see how it gets any better than that guy. I really don't. I mean, it's like Yogi Berra, Mickey Mantle, and fucking Willie May. I mean, like, how do you name bigger names than what I just listed out? I mean, seriously, it's impossible. Think of it. I mean, it's like he was a part of Super Bowl losses on top of the rings. And right. He's got, I don't know if he won three in New England. I know he won two, and he obviously has one in Denver. But he went to a Super Bowl with Denver when they got killed by Seattle. He's been to one with the 49ers, which sucks now. He's like, yeah, I'm not. Obviously, he's just in Washington now. There's no like going back and forth.
Yeah, I know. You don't get to finish out the year. I do think that makes it, you just said, it makes him really attractive to coaches who go, all right, do I want to work for this guy? And you go, well, you know, high-level coaches, not the Knicks. You know, the guys who are offensive coordinators or like quality control guys, whatever. But the guys who go, okay, they're offering me a job, but in an ideal world, I would have total power. Can I work with this guy? And he goes, well, I work with Kyle Shanahan, Bill Belichick, John Elway. I work, those are big, they're not all coaches, but those are like, those are egos, right? So we got to manage each other here. And,
well, if I was him, I'd be all over Vrabel. And if Tomlin's available, Tomlin, Belichick makes a little less sense for Adam, but like the younger versions of a guy, and listen,
but why does Belichick make less sense for Adam? Adam worked with him.
Yeah, he's just a little older. Yeah. To me, I'd want to get a guy that I view the next decade with. I mean, a lot of people act like Belichick's going to 3 years, $80 million or something. Like it's a 3 year cut. He's 72 years old.
Yeah.
You know, you get Vrabel or Tomlin. If I told you that Vrabel or Tomlin, if Tomlin becomes available and one of those two guys is the Washington Commander coach, you could conceivably, like, that guy's the coach into the mid 2030s, right? That's not going to be the case with Bill.
Right.
And I think ideally you want an offensive coach, Kyle, LaFleur, McVay. I would say this cycle, it doesn't really look like it exists. And I don't know if you can afford to take a swing on Ben Johnson and have it fail.
Right. Especially that's an organization. Some teams need an offensive head coach right now. Some teams need a CEO coach, not CEO the whole thing, but just like, let's get this operation moving in the right direction. Right.
Yeah.
And the Commanders are in a position where they because they don't have their quarterback yet. So getting your Ben Johnson to do what? Draft a quarterback? Maybe.
You got the second pick.
You have the second pick. You've got two twos. You got the because you got one from the Bears for Montez Sweat. You got two threes because you got the Niners comp pick for Chase Young. So he's got the Rand Carthen pick in Washington now.
Oh, you got some capital.
You got some capital. John, I got a Tito's toast to former guest of the show, Brent Brennan, longtime San Jose State head coach who today was announced as Jed Fish's successor at Arizona, because Jed is Kalen DeBoer's successor at Washington, because Kalen DeBoer is Nick Saban's successor at Alabama, because Nick Saban's going to be Lee Corso's successor on College Game Day. We'll see. Anyway, Brent Brennan, who, you know, I don't
think there's any we'll see.
I don't give a – players want to leave, coaches leave all the time, whatever. Brent Brennan stuck it out at San Jose State for a long time. Had chances, maybe would have taken like a UCLA job or an Oregon State job over the years, but he put in the work at San Jose State. So I texted with a buddy who's a coach at San Jose State today. He's like, man, I'm happy for him. Like, he did not just one stop and then bounce it.
Was that guy going with him?
He's a coach of a different baseball coach, Brad Sanfilippo. Whatever, we don't need to hide it. He's like, I'm just happy for him. He's such a great dude.
He landed Purdy's brother before he bounced.
Yeah. So what's Chuba? Chuba or Chuba? I can never remember.
I call it Chuba.
What's Chuba going to do, John? Does he get to go to Arizona? Noah Fifita? What's he going to do anyway? Tito's toast to Brent Brennan and Adam Peters, a couple of just football guys. And Tito's handmade vodka, distilled and bottled in Austin, Texas. 40% alcohol by volume, namely 80 proof, crafted to be savored responsibly.
Did you see the Macaulay Culkin's brother who gave a speech, the Emmys?
I
just saw it on Instagram. His children are named like Sickawa Falls and Wilder Wolf. Those are just young children's name. Wilder Wolf is one kid.
Did not see that.
Like, that's insane. I mean, that's child abuse. No way around it.
No, you got to go by Jimmy.
You just can't name your kid. Why? He's like, I and he was like,
one word. Or two words.
Wilder Wolf?
Yeah.
Wilder
and then Wolf middle name and then Culkin last name?
Wilder Wolf Culkin.
My favorite names, you may remember the just football guy. Idaho had a football coach a few years ago named Rob Akey. You remember him?
Mm-hmm.
Just a football man. His kids.
He's on Jim McElwain's staff or was.
Okay. His kids were named Jack and Daniel and on purpose. Jack and Daniel.
But see, that works.
Yeah, it works. Well, good name.
One thing, and I'm sure you saw this on the social media streets. I follow a decent amount of Arizona, I don't know, reporters, but just people that kind of cover the program.
Yeah.
Obviously, they were not happy.
Right.
I do think in 2024, it's very disingenuous for the media to act like it's 2015. Kids can leave whenever. It's all transactional. There's no, if all these kids want to leave, everyone's going everywhere for the money. It's why it's so, every time I see a headline, the NCAA is going after Florida State for paying. It's like, what? You're done. You're done. So hold on for dear life. I don't know why anyone accepts any of these penalties. I don't know their role. I do not understand it. But I don't understand the media still playing the same card that they played 5 years ago when it's just a free-for-all for everybody, right? Like, I get 5 years ago, coach, leaving you high and dry, you're kind of stuck, right? Now it's like, bullshit. If any of these kids want to fall. I mean, everyone's going everywhere for the money.
I agree. I think what you see a lot is from local media, you know, you cover a program for a long time. You cover a team. You cover, you know, those fans. Like, you are part of that. Not all media, but like the ones that, you know, kind of work
local
off
guys
that
too
operation.
Close to the sun. Yeah.
Not all of them act that, but sometimes you get some of that and, you know, they buy into the, because every coach shows up and is like, boy, I'm right where I'm supposed to be, boys. You know, and then when you leave, you just, now I'm right where I'm supposed to be, boys. So I always feel bad for the players who feel like, you know, because you see that a lot from players, like, we were sold a bill of goods. It's like, oh, these every meeting now leaves.
But no one's saying that anymore, right? Players.
Well, you still. I've seen a lot. I get like a lot of Husky stuff in my not my For You timeline, but the other one where it's just like people I don't follow. I got a lot of like Husky, you know, like friends and like family, parents, whatever. Now there's been some of like, hey, thank you.
But that's one like, hey, coach, can we join you? He's like, no, we don't need your depth. We don't need your depth. Where Jed is going to want some of his guys.
John, he's going to be a top 15 team preseason in Arizona.
He's going to
want
to take a lot.
Here's the problem, Middlecoff.
But Zubor is not.
Other people are going to want his quarterback. Other people are going to want Tetaroa McMillan. Like, he's going to have to fight everybody else off for these guys. And Brent Brown's going to try and keep him.
Can you imagine Kalen walking into his team meeting and seeing his defensive linemen and linebackers? He's like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Who recruited you guys?
Can I come with you to Alabama? Who's this? I got to go.
Defense, sorry. His whole, I mean, I think they got one guy left on their two deep, but yeah.
Fish, it's a dramatically better job. It's not even close. The Big 12 is a one big conference moving forward. The Big 10 and the SEC to me are an 8-9 team total, right? Because the old rules were six teams and the highest ranked of the non-Power 5 was the sixth conference. Well, right, there's no Pac-12 anymore. There's five. And I think that non-Power 5 is going to get phased out fast. I could see the rewriting of the rules. So the Big 12 is a one big conference. The ACC, you know, I could see Clemson, Florida State. Yeah, that could have a chance to be two. So that's three. Again, I'm pretty confident the non-Power 5 is going to get phased out really quick. We saw Liberty.
We'll
get
see. I mean, there's always
shithoused by Oregon.
Yeah, the one thing you don't know, what level, there's always like this weird, every time with college sports they're doing something, it's like, oh, what do we have to do so Congress doesn't come after us?
Okay, right? so they keep
that's how
in.
Like a group of five team ends up in all this stuff, I think.
And then the eight other teams come from the SEC and the Big Ten.
Yeah, well, John, there's no, like, you're getting $70 million in the Big Ten. You're getting 35 in the Big 12, right? There's no competition. Now, Washington, they gotta keep the money flowing there because they're not getting a full share out of the Big Ten. But yeah, it's a no brainer for Jed Fish. And you know what? Leaves Arizona better than he found it. Kalen DeBoer leaves Washington better than he found it, which is all you can really ask at this point. Do you leave it better than you found it? And I think Jed will be able to keep some momentum that Kalen.
Like Adam Peters.
One thing, like Adam Peters left better than he found it. What do you like here? What do you like right now? Kelsey's going to retire. Take the tush push with him. Did you see what he yells every time they tush pushed
fuck my life?
Yeah. He would yell that on the snap. So Kelsey's going to go. He's going to take the.
How about Vita Vea stuffing it?
Vita Vea. I don't know if you saw yesterday, Neil deGrasse Tyson was on NFL Network doing a breakdown of like how to stop the tush push. And he's like, jumping is not the answer. You got to use the earth, the centrifugal force of the earth or something. Or it's just like have Vita Vea.
Well, you cannot do the Fred Warner jump on the guy's back and go for a ride. It's not going to work. You have no leverage. And he's not alone. Every linebacker does. It's a waste. You have to stay low and just scream, fuck my life too, and take it. Luckily for Vita Vea, he weighs 400 pounds and he's a good athlete. I was thinking this morning, we have Kyle, LaFleur, Slowick, and D'Amico. Pretty big muscle flex for a couple guys. And McVay easily could have won that game. So, I mean, I just think, you know, listen, the league, if the Cowboys were going to go down, it's like, okay, the Packers took them, right? Because if you're going to lose the Cowboys for the league, like, that sucks. Like, when you look around, like, they don't love having the Bucks. Like, the league wanted the Eagles to win that game. So you get Eagles, Lions, Niners, Packers, just from an interest standpoint, you know? And I think Niners, Packers is, you see 40 million people watch that Packer Cowboy game. That was a fucking blowout. And I think Niners, Packers, I think will be massive. I mean, that's as big as it gets to me beside Niners, Cowboys, which is not possible anymore. And I just think that, you know, the rivalry, I actually think that this team, I mean, there's no debating this in a vacuum. Now, Jordan Love's only done it at this super high level now for 6-7 weeks. Purdy's done it for a full year. But one guy in a vacuum is way more talented. He's bigger. He's stronger. Way bigger arm. Can make passes that Purdy can't. And, like, he's a real, like, I don't think the overreaction of, like, did they just land Rodgers Favre 3.0? Right? Now, Purdy, I'm not trying to shit on Brock Purdy. He's been excellent, and he's really good in this offense. But, like, that is – like, Josh Allen's the most talented player in the NFL. Mahomes is the best quarterback in the NFL. Lamar's probably one of the most unique players in NFL history. Like, all these guys have elite traits. Jordan Love is an elite trait guy, those throws. Those back foot throws – like, Drew Brees can't make that. Like, Brock Purdy cannot make that.
How about the two-point conversion throw? That's the one you're talking about, right? He's, like, falling away and, like, throws it across his body past, like, a diving linebacker off the back hip of his receiver in the end zone.
Was that the one that was dropped?
No, I think that one was caught.
Well, there was one, like, in the – one of the touchdowns, it was – had to be, like, 30 yards on a rope, back foot dime in the back of 13's hands like this.
Yeah.
Like, that's only a handful. Like, Herbert, it's the short list. Dak Prescott cannot make that throw. Brock Purdy cannot make that throw. It doesn't mean you're not a good player. Like, Trevor Lawrence, don't really see him make that throw. Like, this is the highest level
of football. In theory, should be able to, but doesn't, right? That's a great example. Trevor Lawrence, in theory, should consistently make those throws.
The Niners don't want Purdy to make that throw. They don't ask him to. Like, part of the Packers, I mean, they have separated. And what do we say? And I'm not, like, buying into the Packers beating the Niners. Like, I like the Niners this week. But the one thing we used to say about the team that beat Rodgers on the road in those frigid conditions are like, well, thank God that game was not in San Francisco. Like, this game, the Niners would like to play this team in 15 degrees. They would fucking manhandle them.
Yeah, the one thing.
Rain in San Francisco is not a rain in the freezing cold. I mean, what's the fucking weather in San Jose? 60 degrees? 55?
Yeah.
They have
Aaron wanted to play that game in San Francisco.
They have elite speed on offense, and they're running the ball good.
Aaron Jones is healthy. Aaron Jones is healthy.
I'd say if McCaffrey's the best running back in the league, you won't list many guys before you get to Aaron Jones. Like, he's really good and he's perfect for this scheme.
Yeah, and they're committed.
Their defense sucks, but their offense is. Listen, say what you want about the Cowboys. That was like we got elite guys everywhere. Like, that looked like a potent best show on turf.
Even though you're like, where's this receiver from? Second year of Virginia?
I'll tell you, first, second, third, high draft picks.
Watson.
Quarterback's a star right now. Like, there's no – the Niners should, you know, in theory, punk him, but fuck, look the way he's looked.
Well, I'll tell you two takes on this, John. One, I think people take it as a negative if you say like there's a lot of similarities between when you look at the numbers, there's a ton of similarities, parallels at least, between Brock and Jordan Love. Well, of course, they have the same coach, right? So when you go look at like I was looking at the pressure data, all this stuff, all their numbers are really similar. They've been pressured about the same number of times. They've been sacked the same number of times. All their like throw data is very similar. There's just a ton of similarity between them because their coaches, in theory, are kind of asking them to do the same stuff. And I think people take that as kind of a negative, like Brock has earned being ahead of Love. And what I go back to is what you said. Love was the first round pick. Love is a year older. Any comparison to Jordan Love is not a shot at Brock Purdy. It's a compliment to Brock because Brock is not supposed to be doing these things. This guy was drafted to do these things. John's got some people coming to the house. He's got to answer a call. So these people are, you know, this guy was drafted to do all this stuff, and he's doing it. Like, credit to him, he's doing it. Which leads me to my other point on Love, which is this is part of Brett Favre's legacy. Like, Brett Favre gets some credit for this, I think, because Brett taught Aaron how to do it. You watched Aaron, you went, oh, shit, he was doing stuff that Brett did. And now you watch Love, and you go, oh, my God, he's doing the stuff that Aaron did. And where did Aaron get it? He got it from Brett. And the great thing the Packers did was they made sure to find a guy who could copy the other guy they had. And it's just like it's part of the – Shanahan has a tree. Brett Favre has a tree. And it's the quarterbacks that followed him in Green Bay. But the fact that like Brock, you look at these stats and they're similar, it's a compliment to Brock because they got him with the last pick of the draft. I know it feels like in some ways he's been around longer because he's been starting longer than Jordan, but he's younger. So
who's younger?
Brock is younger.
Yeah. Listen, the 49ers are a big favorite for a reason. They should handle this team. The question, though, is, like, big picture, this Packer team has a chance to be a fucking problem. I mean, this guy is, like, the 49ers were the clear favorite to win the Super Bowl. So I look at it more like, well, the Cowboys and Eagles got some issue. Like, this is a guy who, this could just be a team, like, this rivalry ain't going away.
Well, it's
this is a team that's going to be dramatically better.
Cowboys, now, remember, that was going to be...
if Belichick goes to one of the two NFC East teams.
Sure, but for right now, the Cowboys were supposed to be a rivalry, not. Eagles were supposed to be a rivalry, not. Rams, they got a good coach, so they could be... Seahawks for rivalry, out.
Yeah.
So you're right.
I think it shows you it's... And this is what you talk about, Brett Favre. Doesn't it kind of speak to Kyle? Like, probably the two teams that you would... If you had to buy stock in right now... One loss in the first round, you know, the Packers are going to lose in this round, would be LaFleur. Like, LaFleur, this has been a pretty fucking incredible season for Matt LaFleur. You know, Kyle, no one even brings up the record anymore. He's passed it all. Like, everyone just acknowledges elite coach. Needs to win the Super Bowl, but, like, he's in that Philly Andy level of, like, listen, it's going to happen. It should happen this year, but it's going to happen because he's not, you know, he's not some fraud Jason Garrett that goes – on television because his ego is so big and then says nothing when he's asked about Jerry Jones, right? Kyle's football coaching for till they force him out, right? So like Andy Reid, like he's in this to coach. So it might take 10 years. I mean, if it doesn't happen this year, it'd be devastating. Doesn't happen next year, probably be devastating too. Cause Trent Williams is not long, right? He's old. When I see Jason Kelce, I'm like, God, Trent Williams could do that. It's easier if he retires if you win a Super Bowl, but that would be a major problem for them sure. This offseason.
Jason came back for the podcast this year, for the content.
I think he thought they were going to win, fucking be pretty good.
Well, you know, 6 weeks ago, he didn't look that crazy.
No. So I just think that I'm glad. I like watching Jordan Love play. If they each called each other, Love for Purdy, who hangs up faster?
LaFleur.
Guy, LaFleur hangs up so fast your head would spin.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, Kyle really likes him, but even the biggest Niner fans, no one can argue one guy has more physical abilities, right? Is that that's not an arguable thing?
Quarterback's he's got a better arm.
More than that, way better arm. Like he can do things that Brock Purdy can't. That doesn't. Drew Brees couldn't make throws that Tom Brady could make. Still was an all-time great quarterback, first ballot Hall of Famer. But like, that's would the Niners do that? Now, again, neither of them have done it for long. Neither of them have done it for long. Like, I am pro Purdy. I'm rooting for him. I really like him. And listen, they play in the NFC, not the AFC.
You have to say that before you say, like, anything else.
because you watch some of these games, and I was the same guy that all the gutter rats came after in fucking the preseason that wanted Trey Lance to be the starter when I was like, what are we fucking talking about? But like you watch some of these other games and you go, well, that, and Strauss wrote a good article that there's a big benefit of playing the NFC, and we've talked about it for a while,
yep.
right?
Yep.
Dramatic benefit, because you don't have to play in those. Like Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes are cold cheat codes. Patrick Mahomes' game in -4 degrees against Tua, Andy called a normal game. He threw it 40 times. He just, you watch Josh Allen, it's just like unfazed. When you have a, you know, weaker arm quarterback, Peyton Manning, Drew Brees, these guys struggled outdoors. Like you got to play to who you got. Like I got news for you. I think you'd feel pretty, again, if he sustains this, pretty good about Jordan Love in cold conditions with that arm.
Right. Look at the Sando QB tiers. I went back, you know, it's from July. I was surprised. Some people, when I tweeted this last night, are not familiar with the QB tiers because they started, I sent Sando a DM. I'm like, man, I'm sorry I pulled you into this. People start like, Sando doesn't know what he's doing. I'm like, this is a list. You guys don't know what the tiers are. So the tiers are a list.
Part of it's though on the draft spot for Purdy, right?
Yeah. I mean, but still, this is where things were at the beginning of the year, right? Where the league voted his tiers. Goff was 15th, tier three.
Which is tier crazy. Four. He's better than that.
How much better though? 12?
Yeah. I mean, Jared Goff is somewhere between 9 to 12. And if your team's good, like you're winning playoff games.
But as you know, on this list, if you're 15, you can be 12 the next year. And if you're 11, you can be 14 the next year, right? Which is where he'll be. Purdy, answer that.
How do you like my comp that Derek Carr is the poor man's Dak Prescott? What's the opposite inverse of that? Dak Prescott is the rich man's Derek Carr?
Yeah.
Dak Prescott's the rich man's Derek Carr.
Kind of like that, actually.
Well, I think they're the same guy.
Purdy 24, top of tier four. Jordan Love 26, tier four.
He played one game.
Baker Mayfield's the one with the beef because he'd had a whole career so far, and he was 26, tied with Jordan Love, tier four. And yes, it's a lot of it's based on they haven't played. Like that's where those guys who haven't played go, right? Well, that's where they were.
But things change, right? Like Baker's better than 26.
Those are the final. The point is, those are the final four quarterbacks. And then the AFC guys are tier one Mahomes, tier one Josh Allen. He'll be tier one again, but tier two Lamar Jackson. And where's CJ Stroud going to be on the QB tier list next year?
I would say, well, I think you just hard to start tier one, so he probably starts tier two.
Tier two? Hot. 11, right?
Well, I'll give you one. When he's healthy, Matt Stafford is a tier one quarterback. Now, maybe at the end of tier one, but to me, he's a tier one quarterback, right?
Where's Jalen Hurts?
He ain't in tier one. I'll tell you that much.
Well, he was tier two last year. So it already after the Super Bowl run.
And this is where it gets to, like, I think it's so easy to blame coordinators. Like there were just basic passes that the guy was missing, right?
They say you're not supposed to give out multiple URLs in one ad, but for a great cause, you do it. Today's show is brought to you by Manscaped. Did you know? One man every hour, every day is diagnosed with testicular cancer. In fact, testicular cancer is the most common form of cancer among men age 15 to 35. I did not know that. April is National Testicular Cancer Awareness Month, and Manscaped is donating $50,000 to the Testicular Cancer Society. You can visit manscaped.com/TCS to learn how to check yourself for early signs of cancer. And of course, use the code HAM for 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com. With this in mind, you can perform simple routine self-checks at home while enjoying the Manscaped products like the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. If you don't like making a mess, it's great because this thing is waterproof. Shave in the shower, shave in the ocean, shave in the hotel. Code HAM at manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping. Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app because it's the easiest and most exciting way to get in on the action. While you watch your favorite players in sports, you just pick more or less on two or more player stats, and then the fun is on. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball to hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. It's really simple to play. You make your picks, submit an entry in less than 60 seconds. I'll do it at halftime of a basketball game, and I also have some season-long more or less picks on MLB homers. You may remember, I've got less on Ohtani homers this year. We'll see. And at halftime of your next NBA blowout game, just jump on and go, Steph Curry more than 11 points in the second half. It'll change the game for you. Download the Prize Picks app and use the code HAM50 for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's HAM50 for a first deposit match of up to $100. Prize Picks, pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Oh, the places ground beef from Butcher Box can take you. Ground beef is absolutely the go-to item in my freezer. Why? Because at a moment's notice, you're making bolognese, you're making enchiladas, you're making chili, you're making meatloaf, you're making hamburger patties, and we are entering hamburger patty season. I've been telling you about ButcherBox for years. High quality cuts of meat, amazing value. Find high quality seafood as well that you can trust, delivered right to your doorstep with free shipping, always. Today, ButcherBox is giving you, the listener, free ground beef for the life of your membership, plus an additional $20 off your first order. Just use my link, butcherbox.com/ham, and use the code HAM to get free ground beef for life, plus $20 off your first box. That's butcherbox.com/ham, code HAM.
Have I told you recently about our good friends at Game Time? Here's the deal. Go to your smartphone, go to your iPad, download a little app called Game Time, the fastest growing ticketing app in America. You can go to any event, sporting events, college or pro, concerts, comedy shows. Just download that Game Time app. You want to go to a Giants game? Bob Melvin back in the Bay Area. Matt Chapman, Blake Snell, they've loaded up the squad. If you want to go watch the Giants play, Steph Curry making a little playoff run. Concerts all summer long. Want to go watch something at Chase Center? Want to go watch something wherever you live? A concert? Get outside. Enjoy yourself. Use the promo code HAM for $20 off. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app. Create an account and use the code HAM for your first purchase for $20 off your first pair of tickets.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Did you watch the Manning cast last night?
No,
I should have texted you to watch the Manning cast. It was good because they had less guests. It was just the two of them. First half, Arian. Second half, Ray Lewis. They were losing.
Huh? Who was the second one?
Ray Lewis, second half.
Oh, okay.
They were apoplectic. They were like beside themselves. Like same thing everybody else was saying on Twitter. But like, guys, they're blitzing because they blitzed his face off. But, you know, the safety was on a 4-minute.
Why don't they run? Why it was 16-9. Do you know what Kyle Shanahan, who, you know, he's such a nut, he might not even have the game on. He's just watching Packer film. But if he had it on in the background, it's 16-9, and they had like a total of six runs and no quarterback runs. Like, what are you doing? Like, this is not a 30-point game, but they were playing it like it. Which, again, Sirianni had nothing to do with, but I don't get the in the Eagles like just analytically like to pass, but to me that was a that was a problem.
Well, if you're not going to be the coordinator and you're not going to be able to solve your problems on offense or defense, then your team better be at least tough and well-organized. Ray Lewis was beside himself with the Eagles' defense in terms of tackling. He's like, these guys know how to tackle. Like, they take awful angles. They're not playing as a team on defense. John.
But doesn't he get back to Hargrave saying, like, we practice hard here?
Yes.
Well, they're big on sports science. What is sports science? NBA. What is NBA? Rest at any possible moment. What is Bill Parcells, Bill Belichick, Bill Walsh, fucking Andy Reid to this day? We practice and we practice hard.
And what is tackling? Because,
yeah, you tackle. You got to wear pads in practice, right? You got to go full speed. And the one thing Hargrave essentially said was, we essentially walked through the last several weeks. And last year it worked out. They also beat a Giants team, which clearly everyone in the building fucking hates each other. and a Niners team that was playing McCaffrey at quarterback for a half, and Juszczyk, whose wife, as I told him, just if you win the Super Bowl this year, you go out on top, you go out like John Elway, and you live off your wife's success, and you be a stay-at-home dad with the dogs.
House of Gucci.
He said, I like football too much. I said, I understand.
I gave him the Tito's toast the other day. For the poor guy was like, should be like an 8-time Pro Bowler, John, but they finally just added fullback back, All-Pro. They finally just added fullback back to the All-Pro list. He made the team. Thank God. How much would that have sucked for him? They bring the fullback back and some other, I don't even name another fullback. The Dolphins guy gets it or something. So
Ingold. Former Raider. Former Raider.
So congratulations to Juice. Follow up. Congratulations to Juice on that.
Would the Niners or Packers trade? Even if his number was lower, I looked at Hurts' contract. His cap hit the next 2 years is like Trey Lance's size, like 13 and 15. How he manipulates the shit out of that. His cap hit's not huge for like 7 years. Now maybe they're gonna have issues in 28. How he's like, fuck, I might have beer if this keeps going like this. But like it's his contract, it's more Jeffrey giving him money, but on the books, it is not crazy. Now they can't cut him or anything, dead money. But in terms of building around him, it's pretty easy. His cap hit total like 3 straight years adds up to like $40 million. It's the opposite of Deshaun Watson.
Or Dak. But Dak's 59 next year.
No, I'm talking Hurts.
No, I know. I said opposite of Dak too.
Dak's opposite better. Of Dak. It's why they kind of got to do something. We'll see what Belichick decides. But would the Niners or Packers trade their quarterback for Jalen Hurts?
No.
No chance.
No chance. They wouldn't. Look, the Niners.
The Niners would have to have a conversation. Again, short sample size for Jordan Love. But if you project like this is what he's got in the back, and he's starting to do it like every single week, right? Cold, outdoor, indoor. You know, I have a soft spot for that. I like Aaron Rodgers more than I like Drew Brees. Like if you had Drew Brees for 15 years, ask Sean Payton. He made $150 million. He became a fucking legend. Like it's not like bad for business. But if I'm just using the comp, he's going to be Drew Brees, which the fucking 49ers would do cartwheels if I said he's going to have Drew Brees-like career. I will take the bigger arm guy who's also like that. I just like my quarterbacks.
Or Stroud. Is that one too easy?
Well, to me, I like Jordan Love. If Jordan Love plays like this, I would take Jordan Love over C.J. Stroud. Jordan Love has a bigger arm. I like the biggest arm possible because sometimes you get in these positions where I'm fucking playing Kansas City December 15th. And this loss, like I saw Daniel Jeremiah. I disagree with him on this one, but I saw this came up on my feed that he said on Instagram that everyone's writing Tua off and blaming him for the whole season. And it's not all his fault. He has to play home games. I'm like, well, DJ, part of now paying him is like, right, we got to have to play on the road sometimes. But he's like, that game was lost the previous week when you lost the division. I'm like, yes, it is true. But his limitations as a thrower in these cold weather, Brock's lucky. For the most part, he's not going to play in that many inclement weather games. If you play in the AFC, though, it would terrify me. It would. Yeah.
Well, there's only like three. You could go to Washington. You could go to the Giants. You could go to Chicago. You could go to Seattle.
And Green Bay. Seattle's a tough place to play.
No, I'm just naming all the cold places. And Green Bay.
Yeah, because a lot of, you know, obviously Detroit, Minnesota, domes.
Right.
Dallas could get cold in December. It's dome. The South, all warm. I mean, what was I have no clue what the temperature last night. If you told me to guess, I'd guess like 63 degrees. Looked warm. Looked
Tampa? Normal.
Yeah.
It looked really warm. Yeah. They looked comfortable.
Yeah. It looked like a normal October game or something, didn't it?
I mean, Van Pelt was not wearing like a coat over the coat. So that tells you right there it was at least 60 degrees probably.
Yeah.
I think under 60, you go coat over the coat. So.
Again, the 49ers should they're a double-digit favorite for a reason. I wouldn't be that comfortable betting on a bit like you saw the Pittsburgh.
What's the money
Bills
on
game.
Green Bay?
It's a lot of points because you could be up 20 points going in the fourth quarter and they can score with these wide receivers. Like they're not going to stop throwing.
Right.
They're going to hit a couple touchdowns, I would imagine, don't you? One, their pass blocking is pretty good. Like to me, probably, if you win open. This game, like, I can see 42 to 28.
42?
Well, their defense is pretty bad.
Yeah. I don't know if you saw.
This ain't Justin Fields and fucking Dak Prescott. So I'm expecting 35 plus. I don't know what the team over-under is. I think that's the bet of the week.
The Niners team over-under?
I think if that's 25,
the
whatever
game over-under is 50 and a half, so it's at least 25.
Could be. Where's my fucking DraftKings app? NFL.
How about just the game over under 50 and a half?
Receiving props, player props, quarters, halves, team props.
57 and rainy is the weather for Sunday.
I don't know how to find this. I haven't used the game props yet. Halves. Oh, there. Okay. I don't know how to fucking work this.
Thought you had it. Got fired up for a second.
I think it's like, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm only seeing the game over under.
Yeah.
Anyway.
49ers team total Packers.
9.5. Oh, someone got Niners at 9.5. That's still just a lot. Here's the other thing with them. I do think Kyle, I don't know what the record is historic. We could look this up. Donnie says he's got it at 30.5.
That's about as high as you get in a playoff game.
Yeah.
That's a lot, but I would take the over.
Kyle, you know, one thing is interesting about Kyle, he does well against his guys, right? He does well against guys that he knows. In theory, it could be kind of equal, but they've got such – the other thing with them this week, they've got such the rest advantage in addition to the bye. The Packers are on a short week for themselves.
Well, don't you think – I mean, LaFleur did what Kyle does against Dan Quinn.
Yeah.
Beat him. That's a huge advantage.
Why do you want Dan Quinn to get the Seahawks job? They'd be crazy to do that.
They would be insane to do that.
Vrabel, that'd be eye-opening.
I'd say Vrabel and Arthur Smith going to Seattle would be a problem. I think if you're the 49ers, worst-case scenario, Packers too, and Rams, is Vrabel and Belichick inhabiting some form of Washington, Philly, Dallas.
It just takes the physicality to another level and with better coaching.
Well, they're just going to want it. They're going to play like you.
Yeah. Yeah.
They think about football like you. I'd even add Tomlin if he goes to one of those places. Like, they will just become a physical team.
What if Pete stays in the NFC? What if it's like
simplification of football?
What if Pete stays in the NFC?
I could see Pete going. I saw someone say, keep an eye on Atlanta if Arthur Smith misses out, because more than likely he's going to. Not because Belichick probably isn't interested.
Arthur Blank misses
out. Arthur Blank, yeah.
Got it. Here's a super chat. As a Tucson local, we're devastated about losing Fish, but we understand it's a business. Thoughts on Ravens Texans? The games this week are really good. You got to take on can the Texans beat the Ravens?
I think there's a lot of Texans Packers similarities. Like, you're headed to the big leagues now, buddy. Like the fucking Cleveland Browns with Joe Flacco.
Yeah, right.
The defense of the 49ers was bad on the road.
If the Texans had to go on the road, it would have been a different animal. Chiefs Bills.
What's the weather like in Baltimore going to be? It ain't going to be 60 and sunny.
I saw Eli was like, Ray, you going to the game? Ray Lewis is like, Eli, where else do you think I would be? He's like, watching these guys tackle makes me need to go get on the lake. I got to go get on my water.
I saw Bruce Arians said that Peyton stole Omaha from him. He had it on a punt coverage or something.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, it used to be a play that they'd call Omaha. And it was like on 4th and 10, and they'd go his, I don't know what team, this might have been like Virginia Tech, you know, this is like the 80s.
Yeah.
And they would go like spread offense, but the quarterback could punt, and he would scream Omaha if they didn't honor it, and then they'd just throw it and get a first down.
So Bruce at Virginia Tech or Virginia was like a
might have been Temple, one of those places.
He was a quarterback, like a
Virginia Tech quarterback
or something.
Yeah,
he said they won a game one time. He didn't throw. He had dislocated his elbow, and they just taped it in so he could carry the football. He was very proud of that game.
Different time.
Ravens 9-point favorite. Bucks are Lions are a 7-point favorite. Bills minus 2.5 against at home against the Chiefs. I like Kansas City this week in that game. Who do you like?
Feels like it's Buffalo's time.
Yeah. All right. On that note, anything to add? Tomlin? Did you see he end his press conference? Mike, it was one of those like, anybody got anything else? Like, well, yeah, actually, Mike, you got 1 year left on your contract. And he just was out.
I only want to talk about the game where we just got our ass kicked.
Pretty good job.
It was.
Like, it's not just – no, I just mean it's not just that there's legit coaches available. There's some legit jobs available, right?
Pittsburgh?
Yeah. If Tomlin were to leave, it's like, oh, my God, Tomlin's on the market? That's awesome. But also, Pittsburgh's open? Like, you tell me Vrabel and Pittsburgh would be a sweet fit?
That'd be the – I think he got drafted by them originally.
Did he really?
Yeah. I think he started with them, and then he got cut – one of those, like, you know, third round pick, maybe doesn't make the team the first or second year. And then Parcells signs him to New England. And
he spent 3 years on quote unquote on the team. So whatever that means.
What round pick was he?
Third out of Ohio State.
Yeah. He feels more like the Steelers would make more sense for him than Eagles or Cowboys. I think Belichick wants Eagles or Cowboys. Did you read the Wickersham article on Belichick leaving?
Mm-mm.
He's going to want to fucking shove it up Jonathan Kraft's ass. That he hates. He looks at Jonathan Kraft like you and I looked at fucking what's his name that we, you know, works for the last year at the rate. He thinks this guy is a complete loser. Like, clearly he's probably not happy with Kraft. Enough respect to do that at the end, sure. Right? Yeah. Put on a suit. Right. Even faked the hug when Bill inside doesn't like it, but he faked it pretty good on that one. Now, part of it is how much has Robert paid him?
The Bill hug.
Yeah. Robert's like trying to kiss him.
Grace. He wanted
to Robert's like trying to kiss, and Bill's like, you just fired me, but I'll fake it. He didn't mention Jonathan. Jonathan clearly ain't up there. I did see that Brady said they used to call Gerard Belichick.
Wow.
So, I mean, if you hear him, like, he's really worked in finance, intellectual, hosted pie. Like, this guy's bright.
The big three?
Yeah, I mean.
Finance, NBA, podcast,
NBA from Harvard.
Those are the big three.
NBA from Harvard, so.
Yeah. D'Amico. D'Amico's going to have the boys ready. How about Greg Roman interviewing with the Bears? Woof.
Running quarterback, though.
Yeah, I know, which is like, so you're not drafting a quarterback?
If they Caleb's a running quarterback.
Caleb
too.
Should not. I don't know who's Caleb's agent, but I'd be like, do not do that.
I mean, I think Greg Roman gets a little bit of a raw deal.
Yeah, I just think that
Kaepernick's success came with him.
I know.
Lamar won an MVP.
I understand, but I think what's happened twice is there's a ceiling on his guy. And I think if you're Caleb, what you need is a true, you know, I need somebody to teach me how to be a drop back NFL quarterback. Like Scangarello, that's who he's working out with. That's his workout guy.
Okay. You work out with Scangarello, you're not allowed to dictate who. Caleb's going to find out really fast. No one gives a flying fuck what your camp thinks until you prove you're really good. I mean, it's just the reality of his operation. Like, he's going to have to prove. You can't come in. You become a star, then you can dictate a little bit. But this is not the day and age of what you're used to. That's going to come to a screeching halt. We pay you to fucking make some plays.
Harbaugh, Roman. How about Roman and Herbert? Jim, I mean, a lot of, you know, you see these gym leaks today.
Well, there's
a contract on the table. What's that?
He's going. I mean, if he comes to the NFL, he's going to the Chargers from what I've
heard. I just mean, like, the Michigan leaks are like $115 million total immunity. From any NCAA, from any investigations or anything else that comes out on science.
Well, what does that mean?
I guess that they could never fire him for cause if they ultimately want to do, which right now you're not about to.
Oh, I thought the when I heard immunity, I assume like can't touch him, NCAA. You know, it's like I get immunity when I go on trial. Like I can't go to jail. Like he can't be suspended anymore. I was like, well, how do they have the juice?
Yeah. I think it just protects his money if something else were to happen, is the way I take it.
Why is anyone answering to the NCAA? How are they existing right now? Do you get it?
Yeah, I mean, I guess your other sports, you know, it's...
But why do you... Who cares? I mean, at this
you're
point...
basketball. You make a lot of money from basketball. You make a ton of money.
Okay, I follow the rules for basketball, but...
How
is Florida State driving a kid to the NIL? What are we doing?
Driving a kid what?
Did you see that? They're getting in trouble for NIL? How is anyone getting in trouble for NIL in 2024? Yeah,
it's crazy.
How would you accept, like if I'm Michigan and he does come back, which is on the table, like anyone acting like Jim is some lock to do anything is crazy. Under no circumstances, if I'm Jim Harbaugh or Michigan, like, okay, we did this sitting out thing last year for multiple times. He's not sitting out another game. Fuck you, kiss my ass. We ain't doing it. What are they going to do? You're not allowed to what?
Well, I mean, I would guess ultimately they could probably withhold some. All your other sports are NCAA sports. I mean, this is an NCAA sport too, but they play an NCAA championship, so they get cuts of NCAA money. So, I mean, they hate the rule. That is the organization they are a part of, right? Like, I guess ultimately somebody could.
He'd be the first to be like, we're done with you.
Yeah, he would be. But I'm just saying, like, all your other coaches, their budgets are, you know, your basketball team does get money, your whole organization, your athletics department, they do get money from all this other stuff the NCAA runs.
Football and basketball, though, pay for everything. So if
football and basketball do pay for everything, but part of paying for basketball is getting money from the NCAA from the tournament, you know, like your cut, which is a lot of money.
Do they make the tournament now?
It's not CFP money. Well, it's not going, you know, I don't think they're bad.
Yeah, I think so.
They're bad. But you get money from from your league making the tournament. You get money even if you don't make the tournament. You get a cut. So anyway.
Okay.
On that note, gots to roll. Later, everybody. Thanks for hanging. Adios.
Peace.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.